One of our favorite guests seems to be, certainly for us, but the audience seems to love her. Sharon Lynn Wyeth is here. I'm going to give you, before we get too far, I'm going to give you the number. Call in. She can go over your name. It's fun. It's exciting. It's interesting. Very compelling. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And, oh, excuse me. Golly. I don't know what's going on.
Agita.
The Agita. Oh, I'm excited about this silver prospect.
Oh, it's out of sight, man.
Yes.
It's just awesome.
Call in and get in line and get in queue. And if it's busy, just call back. We struggle and have fights with our lines all the time because of, whatever. I'm not going to get into that right now. You know that, ladies and gentlemen. Our first guest today, or last hour here, is Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Know the name, know the person.com. Her books, many books on the subject, are seminal. Nemology. She invented her own science. She is the purveyor of a total science, which is fascinating.
Amazing.
We're very excited to have her on. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Sharon, glad to have you.
Kevin, it's so great to be with you again.
Yes. Before we get too far, I want to ask you the major story of the day. I think the biggest story in the world. If it's not the restaurants in Italy in almost unison, the majority of, I don't know. I'm listening to the news reports. Large swaths of restaurants in the cities in Italy are saying we're all opening at the same time. We don't care what you say. And the people at the restaurant, when the police come, they're shouting down the police, telling them to get out of here. They're saying no. That's a huge story. All in unison, the people acting. In America, this GameStop situation where small-time investors of all likes, really get on board with this idea of crushing the hedge funds as they try to manipulate stock value. I don't know which one's bigger. I think this GameStop is probably bigger. But your comment or your thoughts on any of these?
Well, I love it that people are taking charge of their own lives and taking their power back. I think all of us do very well with each other when we're not being told what to do. And I happen to think our governments and around the world are becoming more and more invasive. I mean, I don't want to be told that I have to wear a mask when all the science out there for years and years said masks don't work. And all of a sudden Google eliminates all that research and you have to go searching for it to be able to get it. And it's muzzling us, and it's letting us know that we get to stay muzzled. And so I am very concerned for the health of everybody else, but I also know the science doesn't support what they're asking us to do. It's a control thing. And I love it when people rise up together and say, there's more of us than you, and no, we're not going to do that. That's ridiculous.
The rumor is that now they did this with GameStop, the stock on that, and cost them a lot of billions of dollars. The rumor is now they're going to look to silver, physical silver coins from coin stores all over the country, and let's all buy it up. And that is the mother of all sorts. That is the mother of all control on Wall Street. I mean, this could literally break their whole dynamic. Your thoughts?
I think we ought to do it. I absolutely think we ought to do it. You know, we vote with our money all the time. We're constantly voting. I happen to look up who owns what products. And I don't purchase the products of the companies that are giving a lot of money to the radicals. I just say, why should I support you with my dollars by buying in your store or buying your products? And I think if we all looked up and said, look at which stores are donating to Antifa and other terrorist groups, then we don't shop there. There's plenty other places. It's just like after I lived in China, I came back and I said, I'm never buying anything that says made in China. And I haven't. I look at all the labels and I say, I'm not supporting that regime.
How hard was that to do?
You know, at first it was like, oh man, you know, I'm really inconvenienced because we get so much stuff from China, but there's always an alternative and we don't need that much stuff anyway.
Wow, great point. Well, this is why I don't buy Girl Scout cookies, because they pay for abortions.
I know, yeah.
So I don't buy Girl Scout cookies for this exact reason.
Right, and if we all vote with our money, we all get knowledgeable about what companies are donating where, you know, I think we could all make a real big difference.
I'll never forget Walmart. These corporations let the Girl Scouts sell. I mean, think about that.
I know.
That's a little sign for you anyway.
Are you talking about
at Walmart?
I was with you.
So we're at Walmart, I got to tell you this, Sharon.
It's a good story.
we're at Walmart, and you come out. The Girl Scouts are right there. The girls are right there. Sir, would you like to buy the box of cookies? And I ignored her, you know, because I didn't want to, you know. I just ignored her. Sir, she could
run it after you. Almost.
Yeah, I'm like, sir, would you like to buy some cookies? And I turned, and in the background, her mom's literally. This is so funny. Her mom is at the table, playing on her phone, paying attention but not really paying attention, just babysitting these children, selling these cookies. And she says, "Sir, would you like to buy?" She finally gets my attention. Would you like to buy some cookies? And I say, no, little girl, those cookies pay for abortions. And her mother got off that phone and turned around and said, what did you say?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I said, ma'am, I'm not buying those cookies because they pay for abortions.
Yeah, she didn't know it. Yeah.
And she said, no, they don't. I said, yes, they do.
Yes,
and
they
I'm
do.
Not buying your cookies. Yeah. They pay for abortions.
And we walked away.
And we walked away.
And we didn't buy their cookies. And I love their cookies, too.
Those thin mints, fantastic.
Those mints are to die for.
No, anyway. To live for, so that you can live again and have some more another day.
There you go.
That's great. That's good. Well, that's enough on that. Any other final comment before we get to why you really came?
You know, I just look at it and I think everybody has to do what is correct for them. It's just like I go into the post office. Everybody in the post office knows me, and they all greet me as if I'm their long-lost best friend. Why? Because I'm one of the few people that never wear a mask, and they all think it's fabulous. You know?
That's great.
You know, it's amazing. The only place where I live that gives you a hassle is Walmart. And the only reason I went in there, because I don't like to shop in Walmart, is because I needed a new vacuum cleaner, and they happened to have the one I wanted on half-price sale. And I thought, fine, I'm going to walk right in, get my vacuum cleaner, and get out. Right? And
did they give you a hassle? What kind of hassle did they?
They hassled. You can't come in here without a mask. And I said, HIPAA laws say I can.
That's right.
And the little girl just started to argue with me, and I said, honey, I have a form here, and I'm going to take a picture of your driver's license so I know who to sue when I get sick. And you're going to be responsible financially if you make me put on that mask. So get out your license and sign this form, and then I'll put on a mask. And the little girl just looked at me, and she just shook her head. Anyway, I walked right in. I walked through the store. Everything was fine. When I walked out, the little girl comes up to me, and the little girl to me is she's in her late 20s. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, so as I'm walking out, she comes running over and she goes, I was only doing my job. And I said, that's what the Nazi soldiers said, too. And
ooh,
I walked out.
Bingo.
I'm like, wake up. Wake up.
This is so powerful what you just said.
Yeah.
I always, if they don't, the Walmart here, they don't even ask anymore.
No, they used to.
They used to. I say I have a medical exemption, and I don't get any grief if I ever, never. I say I have a medical exemption, that ends the conversation. I loved what you did. That was even better.
That's even better. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Get your license out. Here we go.
Sharon is known for not only standing up, she's really known for a thing called namology, and she invented her own science where she can tell about names and tell a lot about a person about their name. Names have meanings in the Bible. You know, why do you think God changed people's names? There's a reason he gave them new names. And she'll get into that. Just, we have people holding. We have George and Sherry and holding. And as soon as somebody gets off, then somebody can get back on. Why don't you just quickly, 30 seconds, what is namology? What do you do? And then we'll get to the calls.
So namology is the study of the placement of the letters in a name and how they let you know why you're here, what your purpose is. I call it your contract with God for this lifetime. And it literally says by what the letter is in its placement, attributes about yourself and your personality. So for example, for people who have a first vowel of an A in their name. So if it doesn't matter if it's the first letter like in Alicia or the second letter like in Sally or the third letter like in Sharon, it just matters if it's the first vowel. And if the first vowel is an A, those people tend to be workaholics in a good sense. They want to get the work done. But at the end of the day, they make the best couch potatoes. So they're either incredibly lazy or incredibly working. All right? Most of them. And then people with the first vowel of an E in their name, they bring beauty to the planet. Aesthetics are important. So they can't walk by a crooked picture without going by and straightening it out on the way, because it just looks better when it's straight. So there's certain qualities and characteristics in every letter and the placement of the letter, and then how the letters interact with each other. And you put it all together, and I can literally talk 2 hours on what I see about a person based on their name. Now, this science has been tested in over 70 countries now. As of today's date, it's now been tested in 77 countries, and it's highly accurate. It's in the 90th percentile for everybody.
Wow. Well, that's pretty much what we've seen, you know, when people call in. I mean, I'm amazed at the things that you talk about whenever. Let's go straight to the calls. George in Arizona. George in Arizona, thank you so much for holding. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, that's very good. Do you have a question for Sharon, or have a name that you'd like her to look at?
Yeah, I would like her to look at the name George.
And your last, and now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, please don't give your last name. I don't want there to be a problem. Just give your first name and the first initial of your last name or middle name, whatever. But first name and last initial, correct, Sharon?
Yeah, first initial of the last name, because I need to be able to drop your first name into something in your last name, because every George isn't the same as every other George. I need some clue on which direction we're going.
Okay, the first letter of the last name is S, as in Sam.
Oh, George S. Like S. Okay,
yep.
So you just want to know about your name, or you have a question?
Oh, I'd like to know about my name.
Okay, so George, you're an agent for change. You're here to help people learn how to be flexible and how to adapt with the change, because it's easier for you than it is for most. You have fairness issues in your name. You can stand up for others, and you can stand up for yourself, which is really wonderful. You have a very generous heart. You know, you give your time away. But that's also a lesson type of thing, or a learning experience, I want to say, not a lesson. When people come and ask you and they go, hey, George, can you help me with XYZ? Your response, because if not, you help them, and then at the end of the day, you still have all of your own work to do. You ask them, and you go, I'd be happy to help you with XYZ once I finish ABC. And then you listen real carefully to what they say. And if they say, okay, I'll see you later, then you are never done with ABC, because that person just wants anybody to do their work for them. On the other hand, if a person comes up and asks you for help and you say, I'd love to once I finish ABC, and they say, what can I do for you to help you with ABC? This person is saying, one, they're willing to give back, and two, it's you they need, not just anybody. And those are the people that you want to help. And that'll help you keep a better time management grip on your generous heart there.
Yeah, I would agree with about 90% of that. I have a problem with change. I don't like change.
Yeah,
but once it gets going, I guess I adapt to the change. So,
and you help others adapt. You know, being good at something doesn't mean that we necessarily like it. I'm a fabulous math teacher, but you know, after spending 40 years in education, I don't want to teach it anymore. You know, so just because we're good at something doesn't mean that we have to necessarily like it. Okay, we can outgrow things, and we still have the skill of being able to do it. But to think about how much, if you don't like change and you've got flexibility and change in your name, how much other people really don't like change.
How's that, George? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. I have a combined 30 years experience in the helping professions. So.
Well, there you go.
Yes, that would totally make sense, yeah.
Any other questions before we move on, George? Any other things you'd like to say?
I think that's it for today. I really appreciate it, Sharon, and you guys. And I look forward to another call at some other point in time with some more valid questions.
Well, there you go. Well, God bless you, George. Thank you so much for calling.
And you as well. God bless all you guys. Thanks so much.
Sherry in Colorado. And see, when somebody drops off, ladies and gentlemen, if you're getting a busy signal, now's your time. Get back in. 844-769-2944. Sherry in Colorado. Sherry in Colorado, you're live on the air.
Hello, Sharon. And Sharon has my full name in an email.
Yes, I've got it, Sherry. Thank you for doing that.
What's the first initial so that we all know?
It's a D.
D as in David.
Okay.
Okay, so Sherry wrote me an email ahead of time saying that when she came on, she wanted to know what this year had in store for her or what her focus was for this year. Ooh. Okay. And so,
great question.
Very smart of her.
And because I had the full name, I was like, oh, I can really do this well. And Sherry, this whole year is really for you to decide what it is that is top of your list on your bucket list and go for it. It's like you've been doing everything that is expected of you up until this point. And now it is, what do you love? What do you want to manifest? This is your year of manifestation. So if you want to go in a new direction, you've got new thoughts, new creativity, new plans, you know, you want to do something different, this is your year to make it happen because this is your year of manifestation.
Wow. Is that unusual, Sharon? Is that right now, is that a lot of people's years like that, or that's specific to her or more
specific? That's specific to her. This, for everybody though, this is a year of being able to stay calm, and we all have opinions, and my sisters will tell you I'm incredibly opinionated, but I'm also willing to listen to their point of view. And my son will tell you that he can change my mind sometimes because he brings up something that I go, oh, I hadn't thought of that. So I happen to like hearing different points of view because it causes me to widen my own perspective. Because I'm not glued to my own opinion. That's my opinion today, you know, and if I learn something new, I'm willing to adapt where I stand on something. And so this is the year for all of us not to get fixated on where we're standing, but still be willing to listen to a different point of view and allowing people to disagree and make it okay. I mean, I look at that as I have friends that really think because I think differently than they do, it's not okay for me to think the way I do. And I think it's okay for you to think the way you do. So why can't that be reciprocated? And that's going to be the challenge this year, because this year, as I've been looking at different people's names starting in December, when everybody calls and says, what's this year about? And these are the questions I have. The pattern for this year seems to be the ability to really listen, not just hear the other person, and to be able to stay calm regardless of what's going on outside. And to be able to hold your own. You've got to do what's correct for you. That's the challenge of this year for everybody. But for Sherry in particular, this year is all about manifestation and make your dreams come true. You've got a year of open windows, open doors. Where do you want to go? What do you want to see?
Well, there you go, Sherry. How does that feel?
The road is follow up to that. Is that in all areas of my life or specific to career or relationship or anything else?
When you've got an open door, you go where you want to go in all areas of your life. There's no stopping you. Only you can stop you, Sherry. You know, you're all about freedom in your name. You need to have freedom.
Yeah.
And this is the year that you claim your freedom everywhere. And then watch how everything falls in place to help you do that.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. What do you think about that, Sherry?
A year of transformation. I love it.
Wow, yeah. Great questions.
Yeah.
Wow, any other thoughts or questions before we got to go, Sherry?
That's it. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Hey, thank my you. Pleasure, Sherry.
Thank you for calling, Sherry. Very good. What did you say, Kim?
I said, there you go. It only cost $10.
Yeah, checks in the mail. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. There's your cue to call when somebody drops off. We have Laura Lee in Montana. Laura Lee in Montana, you're live on the air.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. So good to talk to you.
Good. Did you receive anything in the mail, Daniel?
Well, I'll check the post. I don't check the P.O. box, but probably about once a week. So I'll check it this weekend, and I'll make sure I get it. Then we'll go from there. I know I'm looking for something from you. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
What questions do you have for Sharon? Yeah.
I wondered if we could cover my name with my business adventure.
Okay, and what area of business are you in?
Do you want me to spell it?
Oh, that would be nice.
Well, it's Gideon Shield Copper.
Okay.
So what's her last name? Laura Lee, what's the first initial of your last name?
Okay. You know, I've said if such a thing as reincarnation exists, my next name next time around is going to start with a J. I think that is the best letter out there, in my own personal opinion. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I'm looking at your business name and I'm looking at your name, as long as you stay in charge and you don't give your power away to other people, but you follow what you think is correct without being persuaded too much by somebody else, it'll do very well. It's a little bit bumpy until March, and then it starts going forward really well, and it's like a start and stop all year long. The end of March, it stops, then it starts going again by the middle of April and up, and then it stops again. It's like, if you could look at it all the way through, it's like we go strong and we stop. We go strong and we stop. So instead of looking at stops and getting nervous and worried and going, oh, my God, what's happening? Instead, look at a stop as, what can I reconsider? What did I need to look at again? Are there any adjustments I need to make while I'm in this pause? And think of every stop as a pause, not an actual a hardcore stop. It's just a pause. Reconsider. Go forward.
Right.
Okay? And then starting in the next
two,
and then the next 2 years after this one, are incredibly strong.
Yeah.
So as you're doing really well in 2022 and 2023, there's some rough patches again starting the end of 2024. So don't spend everything and think it's consistent. Instead, save up so you can get through the 2024-2025. Okay?
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thank you, Laura Lee.
Yeah.
We love you. We love you back. God bless you. And we'll talk to you on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. Laura Lee, thank you. Everybody can stay on hold. Everybody is on hold. If you Laura Lee drops off, somebody else can drop on. We're with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. KnowTheName.com. This is the lady. Stay tuned.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat New Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Sharon Lynn Wyeth, the Name Lady. KnowTheName.com is her website. She is, of course, author of many books. Know the Name, Know the Person, the Spirit, she deals with health, the whole thing. And it's a science of name. This isn't, people say this is like horoscope. No, this is not horoscopes. This is looking at names and the scientific, I don't know what you'd call it, statistical analysis of putting names and or letters in certain sequences and what that means for the name and the imprint on the person. Of course, it goes even back to the Bible, people's names being changed. It's fascinating. People are calling in. Feel free, 844-769-2944. We have Ken on hold. Before we go there, Sharon, tell everybody about, you know, your books and how they can get a hold of you and your show and the whole deal.
Okay, so the least expensive place to buy the books is actually on the website, knowthename.com. And I've got 4 books out right now. The 5th one will come out, it looks like March at the moment. But it could be later because I have to depend on everybody else and their schedules. So the books are Know the Name, Know the Person, which is about a personality and how you decipher that from the letters. The next one is Know the Name, Know the Spirit. That's about your soul's purpose. The next one is Know the Name, Know How to Connect. So if you just want to learn 6 letters, tap your foot into the whole system. Those are the most important letters to know by their position because it's how we communicate with somebody else because it talks about the 6 vowels. And vowels represent our emotion, and consonants represent our attitudes. So it gives you how to emotionally connect with another person. And then I have one out that's just really a tribute to my dad that's called What Happens When. It's an itty-bitty book, so it's very little. It was published by the Susie Pruden, the publisher of Itty Bitty Books, and it's literally 15 scenarios on things that my dad did that taught us kids how to think and how to think about things that could go wrong and how those things later on showed up and how his teaching saved the day in those 15 situations. So, and then Know the Name, Know the Health ought to be coming out sometime this year. We have a goal, but who knows? It seems like timing's not in our own hands sometimes. And so, and then I have a brand new website that's done in a modern way because everybody told me that my knowthename.com looked too old fashioned. But I happen to like it, so it's staying. But I did another one for everybody who needs it a modern way, and that's called thenamelady.com.
Well, very good. Exciting. I certainly encourage everybody, thenamelady.com, knowthename.com. The books are fantastic. What she does, it's fun, it's informative, and it's a personal discovery, which on an individual basis, it really helps help you learn things about yourself. And self-discovery is a very important part of life, ladies and gentlemen, one of the main reasons we're here, to understand in this world and this whole dynamic and the whole deal. So fantastic. KnowTheName.com, TheNameLady.com. Let's go back to the names. Is that all right, Sharon, or anything else
yes,
you want to say?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go to Ken in Ohio. Ken in Ohio. What's on your mind, Ken?
Yeah, Sharon. My name's Ken. Last letter of the last name is W.
The first letter of the last name.
Yes, Ken
W. The first letter of the last name is W.
Okay, yes. Well, you said last letter, so I thought, oh, that would mean something else.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's okay. We'll let you know I'm really listening to
She's
you.
Nervous. She's nervous. He's nervous, Sharon. He's so excited to talk to you. We put him on hold during that whole break.
I'm on with Daniel, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, don't be nervous with me, okay. God.
So, you know, Ken, that this is the year where you can lead your life in a new direction. So this is a very interesting year for you. You have an incredible memory, by the way, and you have natural leaderships in your name, by the way, because when you lead, everybody benefits. But it's really a year for you to go in a new direction that brings you more joy. It's almost as if you've had this great sense of humor your entire life, but lately you haven't been laughing as much as you normally would laugh and joke and play and everything, that you've got into a serious time period. And so it's time to play and laugh and enjoy again and lead people in that direction, encourage people in that way through your fabulous humor. And your reward for doing that is that you get to gain more wisdom. So that's
wow.
What this year's about
okay.
for you.
Is there anything specific?
Okay.
Any other questions, Ken?
Not really. The memory, I'm not sure so much on that, but other than to have more joy, that sounds good. It sounds like I'm on the right path.
Yeah, everybody likes it. How are you doing, Ken? Everything good for you?
Doing good.
Good. Very good. Glad to hear from you, buddy.
It's funny when memory shows up in a name, and Ken, yours is very strong, and it's really a memory for everything you're interested in and on the rest, who cares anyway. But it's when people tell me, well, I don't know if I have such a good memory, I think, you ought to know about the rest of the people out there.
That is encouraging. That's very encouraging. I appreciate it.
Is it?
Thanks so much. Daniel, God bless you guys.
Hey, God bless you, Ken. Thank you. Right back at you, buddy. Thank you so much, Ken.
Right on.
Rajai, I don't know. I apologize. I don't know if I'm getting it. Rajai in Illinois.
Yeah, thank you. It's Rajai, yeah.
Rajai. There you go. Rajai. What's the first letter of the last name?
It's a K. Sorry,
K.
Okay.
Rajai K.
Rajai for
Do you need the spelling on that?
Yes, please.
Rajai.
Okay, I had all the right letters, but one was out of place. Okay, we're doing okay.
Right.
And Rajai, what would you like to know?
Yeah, I'm working on a new project. It's a marketplace platform that will compete with Amazon, and just curious to know how that's going to go for me in 2021 and beyond.
It looks like it depends on whatever partnerships you create with you. It's a fabulous idea, by the way, and it's funny because your name says that you're working on learning how to use your brilliance. That's what this year's about, okay? So that project would be wonderful. If you will email me at info, short for information, at knowthename.com, I would like to introduce you to somebody I know that can maybe help you get that off the ground so that you'll have a better chance of success, because your name says it's going to depend on your partnerships.
I would love
wow.
that. Yeah.
Well, how do you – hold on. Stay there, Rajai. When you look at a name, how do you garner what you just said? So explain that process just a little bit, because that was pretty specific to what he's doing.
Okay. So the J followed by the A, okay, is where he's at this year. Okay, that's where it lands in his name. And so that – J's are always brilliant. It's very intuitive. It's like a download from the universe that you're just getting answers and you're moving forward. But when it's followed by an A, it says, I'm learning that this year. I've got to use that this year. I've got to develop it in a new way. Where most of the time it's consistent, now I've got to use it differently. Okay. And so, and then looking at the letters of his name, he's got a rebellious spirit. Okay. Doesn't like to be told what to do. Okay. And at the same time, because of how his name's spelled, it ends in an I, which says he can, what he does can garner a lot of attention. Okay. But because the first vowel of an
ooh,
A.
That's good. That would be good for his venture then.
Yes. But because the first vowel is an A, it says he needs a partner.
Wow. Not many names end in I. Is that, am I wrong?
Oh, there's a lot of names that people end in I's. Like all the names that used to end in Y's, a lot of people are now ending them in I.
In I. Okay. That makes sense, I guess. Rajai, I would like to, do you want to, I mean, not now, will you please give your phone number to Todd? I would like to have you on and have you talk about, to promote your platform.
Yeah, promote it.
Yeah, we'll promote it.
I would love that.
Get rid of Amazon.
And I think I emailed you guys at one point, but I didn't get a response because I'm looking for power partners and people that are selling amazing products like you guys that can get those products out to the world.
Well, then why don't you, please give your number to Todd. Todd, can you hear me, Todd? Okay, so Rajai, don't get off.
And,
he's gonna get your number,
Rajai,
and I'll contact you.
I would love to do that because my goal this year is to get my books off of Amazon.
I've been looking
at alternative platforms.
I'll email you as well.
Okay, but
thank you so much.
Put you together with a partner that I think can help you. Okay?
I appreciate that.
Well, there you go, Rajai. Geez, dreams come true when Sharon shows up.
Problem solved.
Spirit told me to call, so I'm calling.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate you listening, and God bless you.
You know what's so funny, Daniel, is I always think that I don't know very many people, and yet different people will call me at different times and go, I need somebody that knows how to do this, or do you know anybody that knows how to do this? And I always do. I always do. It's like, oh, wait, this person would go so well with that one, you know?
That's very cool.
So well together.
That's such a good characteristic to have too, is to have that, you know, I don't even know what's that called, but that put together mindset where you know, that group mind think kind of thing. Jill in Colorado, you're live on the air.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to talk to Sharon.
Well, very good. I'm sure she's excited to talk to you.
Now, Jill's last name starts with a W. I've got her last name also. Jill, what can I say for you? What would you like to know?
Well, I would like to know what the best direction is for me to focus on in 2020. I've got a lot of things on my plate. So is it the existing business that I have, my book, my new online ventures, the products I'm working on with.
The best thing for you to do is buy cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
That's the best thing for you to do.
That's right. It's simple.
Cryptocurrency is going to tank by the end of this year. I don't see it doing well at all. Okay. So
you want to make a bet?
Sure.
You should have said that, Sharon. Go ahead.
Things that I know what the answer is.
Go ahead.
Cryptocurrency is going down. Okay.
Go ahead.
Ready. Or Bitcoin is anyway. All right. Jill, when you're looking at it, it's like what your business was in the past is in the past. It's like you love it, but you're not in love with it anymore, if that makes sense. So it's like you're handing that off, even though you're keeping like a finger or a toe in it. Okay. But you're pretty much handing that off because that's in the past. Your real thing this year is getting your personality out there and selling who you are. And what I mean by selling, it's like letting people know the real Jill. And when you just get you out there, then people are going to be interested in your products. They're going to be interested in what else you're doing. It looks like the book is just like a way of getting on or getting into different places where you can get known. But it's really focused on how can you meet as many people as possible, because then everything else you're doing flows better. Because people will be interested in helping you or buying your stuff. Does that make sense how I said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how
new relationship?
I got a question. So when she asks a question about her life and whatever. You know, if somebody's listening, they think, oh, this is, what are you, a whore? What are you, reading tea leaves? What are you, reading a crystal ball? I mean, explain to, I know that's not what you're doing, but explain if you're listening, you know, so when people ask a context of a year, what are you doing with her name to fit that in?
Okay, so every letter has a different resonance or a different vibration. And so you take that letter and you drop it. See, this is a system that I teach in the very first seminar that I give, but you drop it into the current year. Okay. And so our current year is 2021. And so it's a process that I teach, and it's not in the books. You have to do it in a class with me.
So a year, let me pause. So a year has a resonance and kind of a name also. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. The year has a resonance, and this is the year. This year's resonance is that of change and flexibility and surprises. Okay.
Surprises. So, good surprises, bad surprises, what?
They're just surprises. And then it depends on the person's name, whether they turn out positive or challenging. I don't consider anything bad. I could consider some take more effort and are more of a challenge. But that's when we learn so much too, is when those challenges hit us.
And well, that's one way to look at it. Okay.
Well,
that makes sense.
I look at those as opportunities for growth when we hit a challenge. And, you know, and so, you know, we're skating along and then there's a bump in the road. Well, that's a challenge. That's an opportunity to grow. And when you grow, you get over that bump and you skate along for a while. And so this whole year is a year, the resonance of this year is every time you think you're beginning to skate, there gets to be a bump in the road and there's a challenge. But I look at it as an opportunity for growth. So in this year, most people can do incredible growing if they so choose. And of course, it's up to free will.
Growing.
But there's a lot of opportunities this year.
Sherry, does that make any sense to you? Does this mean something to you?
Did you go?
To me?
That was Bill.
Yes. To you.
No, absolutely. And so I need to take those opportunities, and then when things don't go as I planned, really examine that and look at where I need to grow, because that'll be important moving forward.
Right. Or I always look at it as my angle is off. If I hit a speed bump in the road, I look at it and I say, okay, Spirit, I so trust God and the team that God has working with all of us. And so I look at a challenge in the road says, oh, this is an opportunity that the universe has given me to grow. And my angle of where I'm going must be off. I need to adjust the angle. If I'm going straight ahead, maybe instead of going 90 degrees, I need to go 75 or 80 degrees. You know, where is my tiny adjustment? Because the universe always gives you, if you're listening, the warning that you're a little bit off to get you back on. And if you don't listen, then they give you a bigger warning. And if you still haven't listened, then they make it more drastic. And so I always think, okay, I'm listening. If I hit a bump in the road, where do I need to adjust? And it's just a slight angle, a little bit in a different direction.
That's really helpful.
Yes, that's amazing. Yeah, very good. Sherry, any other questions? Sherry, great call, great questions.
You keep saying Sherry, but this is Jill.
Why do I keep saying Sherry?
That's why.
Oh, no wonder she didn't answer.
You called me Sherry. So.
Because Sherry called in earlier. Bless your heart. You still got Sherry on the brain.
Oh, my gosh. It's Jill, I apologize.
I still love you.
Well, thank you. That is very rude of me. I mean, that is exceptionally rude of me. Maybe it's you're going to have a name change. Maybe like Abraham in the Bible. Soraya, you are now Sherry of Colorado. I'm just kidding. Jill, I am so sorry. That's terrible.
Oh, my God. No, that's all right. What's the best way that you suggest I adjust and get used to this online stuff?
What everybody has told me, which I will do sometime this year, is start a YouTube channel, because that seems to be a really good way of getting out. And then you've started a new radio show that's on, you know, so that's a way of you getting out. You know,
You started a new, what's your radio show? Where can we listen to you, Jill?
I do. You can listen to us on BBS Radio, Executive Shine, Conversations That Count. My partner Jeannie and I are having amazing conversations every Thursday night at 5 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Eastern.
Well, there you go. So what's the focus? Your conversations about what? Anything? Current events? Anything or what?
Leadership and personal development. All of those good. Kinds of things.
Well, so
and
exciting.
When I yeah, it's awesome. Talk, it's on business. It's how do you do business better?
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Jill, it is very good to talk to you.
Way.
Jill, it is very good to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, too. You guys are so fun. I love it.
Where's Jack?
Yeah, where's Jack? That's funny. thank you, Jill, so much for the call and everybody. And Sherry, too. Thank you, Sherry, too. Thank you. So, well, let me ask, you know, okay, if I was to ask you, you know, because you have the resonance of a year. So this broadcast, the Power Hour. So obviously we're tasked to kind of the direction or different things to go. So I don't even know where you would look, but if I would ask you, what is the direction or what is the thing this show should focus on for this year? I don't even know if that, how you would even look at that, but that if I ask you that, what would you say?
I would say staying positive.
So that's part of what I wanted to kind of change the focus on the show and not, I hate shows that just become gripe sessions about things that are going on. I would much rather talk about, you know, something else, but there's been so much in the news that that's a lot of what we've talked about is the situation because of
Daniel, there's a way of looking at the news and saying, oh, look, here's an opportunity. It's just like if I'm listening to the news at night, I listen to it and I say, oh, the news is telling me where prayers are required. Where can I help through prayer energy to put some energy in there to help make the situation better? So that's how I look at the news. But I look at it too as saying everything that happens in the news is a chance for you to connect with yourself and to say, how do I feel about this? What can I do in a positive way to make this better or to help implement this if it's something I like? And it's to put a positive framework on what's happening in the news so that instead of leaving discouraged, and I mean, I've heard some news this year that it's like my heart sank to my stomach. And then I had to go back into prayer and sit and listen in meditation and go help me understand this more clearly and get me out of this funk that piece of news just gave me, you know,
was
and
it
come
Joe
back
Biden?
And be positive.
The name Joe Biden?
You know, but if you look at his inauguration, first of all, if you've ever been to the White House and you look through the windows, you cannot see a parking lot, you know, and that's what was there. You see greenery and grass and whatnot. And the wallpaper was different. And the box that's always on, the emergency box to call in security, was missing from the desk. And the pages were blank. And, I mean, I could go on and on. But there was so much that was in that footage that I went, this is not being done in the White House. This is on a
Saturday. Well,
you're right.
That was very unusual. I mean, we haven't talked about it on the show. I mean, I'm glad that you're bringing this up. I didn't want to be the one to bring this up. But that is very unusual what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just looked at that and I went, that's a soundstage. I've been on sound stages.
Yeah.
That is not the real
thing.
That
is correct. You are correct.
You know, and so, but at first I was like, ugh. And then when I started watching, I went, wait a minute. This stuff's out of order. It doesn't make sense. And I think our real survival or the real way to keep ourselves calm is to keep saying, what does common sense say? Forget what you're hearing of the media and say, what does common sense tell me? Is this real? Is this not real? You know, technology can be anywhere from 15 to 100 years advanced before it comes into our books or comes into public knowledge. And I think we have the ability to project things from three points of a vector. It's again, because I'm a math person, into space and make that look like it's real. Like they could literally put a being
hologram,
in the
like a hologram,
project blue beam,
holographic image. And as long as you've got it from three points, all hitting three places on the earth, all hitting the same one point, you can make that holographic image look incredibly real. Okay. And I look at it and I think they have made movies now where somebody has passed away and reconfigured them digitally and stuck them in another movie because it was a series and they needed 5 minutes of that person.
Princess Leia. Yep.
That's right.
So I look at that and I think, what else can they do so that whatever they're showing us isn't really real? And I mean, I look at people's ears. Now, this may sound absolutely nuts, but I look at people's ears.
You got 1 minute. Go ahead. 1 minute, last minute on ears. We're talking to Sharon Lynn Wyeth, knowthename.com, thenamelady.com. Go ahead. Last minute is yours. So let's use it on ears. Go ahead.
So what I've done is I look at pictures of people today and I go back 10 years in the directories and I look at people then and I compare the ears and you will see that the ears are not connecting the same way. So I look at it and I think that's not a real person or it wasn't the same person that was there before.
Bingo.
Because people don't change how their ears attach to their head. Anyway, I know that sounds crazy, but it's me trying to stay sane in this crazy world where they can tell you anything and make anything look real.
It's an absolute pleasure, as always, to talk to you. It's always fun. It's always educational. Name.com, thenamelady.com. You can check out your radio show. You can find it where? On the website? Is that the best way to find the...
It is, but it's on ohmtimes.com, which is Oprah Winfrey's radio network. And it's on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 o'clock noon, and it's called Luminescence, Common Sense, Spirituality.
Well, there you go. Such a pleasure, as always, ladies and gentlemen. Sharon, stay right there. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, as God intends you to be. Don't forget the Power Mall. Thank you for your support, and you're welcome for what we do. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Great weekend. See you next week.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.